you got your Bible, Matthew, the 17th chapter and the 14th verse. Begin reading, and I hope you're going to help me today. I think the older I get, the scarier this gets. Because I think the older I get, the more I realize that it's eternity is on the line every time you stand behind a pulpit and preach. Amen. The Lord's coming back. Amen. And it's going to mean everything to be ready. Amen. You know, the beautiful thing about living for God is you can just about throw away all your opinions of what you think it ought to be. Amen. How you would like for it to be. Because the Word of God is just different than we are. We were born with a sin nature, and it's hard for us to even comprehend the Word of God except the Spirit would open up our understanding. My prayer is today that we could step out of our natural realm for a few minutes and let the Spirit of God speak to us. Anybody hungry for the Word of God today? Thank you, Jesus. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic. I mean, he had a devil in him. And the Bible said he was sore vexed, for oft times he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart. Talking about after church, they got him over in the corner somewhere because they didn't want everybody to hear what was about to be said. And they said, why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. Amen. In the 20th verse, he said, if ye have faith. Amen. If ye have faith. Amen. I want to preach for just a little while from this title. It's still faith. Amen. Set your Bibles down and lift your hands to the Lord. Lift your voices to the Lord. Let's ask God to help us right now. Come on, in the name of Jesus Christ on this Sunday morning, God. We want you to build the faith in this church, God. We want revival. We want miracles. We want everything that you would have for us. But first of all, God, you're going to have to build the faith of the people of God. God, you're going to have to strengthen us today. Come on, join up with somebody if it's appropriate. Let's pray together that God's going to do something beautiful today. Come on, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. Come on, in the name of Jesus, whoever you're praying with, pray, God, let their faith rise. Strengthen them, God, right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we want to go forward in you. Come on, does anybody want to go higher in Jesus? Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Come on, if you want to go higher, let's praise him. Come on, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for standing. You can be seated. I want to preach. Everybody say, it's still faith. Amen. No matter what people say, well, we're going to get a tent and we got this special guy that's going to come and he's going to say a word over you, lay hands on you. and then you're going to get a miracle. Well, that may well happen, but let me tell you what would happen. Anytime you do get a miracle, there's going to be faith involved. I said it's going to be faith is what's going to give you a miracle. Amen. So what I say, if it's a little child with faith, I let them put their hands on me and pray for me if they got enough faith. I know where miracles come from. Amen. It don't come from doubt. It don't come from glamorous ministries and names and who's who and all that. It comes from faith. Amen. I want people to get it in their heart today. Amen. We're serving a God that's bigger than our problems. He's bigger than our fears. He's bigger than my sickness, my disease. He's bigger than finances. He's bigger than anything. Come on, praise him if you believe that. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Faith. Everybody say faith. Faith is the currency that allows you to get things in the kingdom of God. Without faith, you can't get things in the kingdom of God. If you ask God and you don't believe it, it ain't going to happen. Come on, this is going to be a real simple message today. Amen. If you got enough faith to open your mouth and say it, you might as well have enough faith to believe when I do open my mouth, it is going to happen. Come on, we're going through the motions. We're saying it. God, heal me. God, feel me. God, do this. God, do that. Amen. If you're going through the motions, you might as well believe it when you... In the name of Jesus. Faith is the fuel. Everybody say it's the fuel. It's the fuel that drives everything that we do for God. Amen. You got out of bed this morning because you had a level of faith that believed if I get there, something's going to happen. Maybe you had enough faith to believe if I don't show up, something bad may happen. Amen. It takes faith to know that God's good, and it takes faith to know that God can pull off his belt and whip you anytime he wants to. Hey, I got faith to believe this Bible. Amen. Faith is the reason we do what we do. Faith is the reason we live holy lives. If you didn't believe holiness mattered, you wouldn't be a holiness person. You wouldn't care whether you was pure or defiled. But when you get faith, you believe God said, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." And it's faith that says if God said it, he means it. If God said it, it's important to God. Faith is why we separate from this world. Faith is why we come out from among them and be ye separate. Faith is why we get rid of our old friends if they're dragging us down. Faith is why we make changes in our life if it's dragging us down spiritually. Faith is the evidence of things. Say it again. Hope for. Faith is the evidence of things. You know what we need in church? We need more faith. We don't need more talent. We're blessed. We don't need more programs. We need more faith. Praise God. I hope this is going to go over today. Thank you, Jesus. Faith, faith, faith. Just a little bit of faith. Amen. The Bible would teach if you had just a grain of mustard seed, you can speak to mountains. So the songwriter would say, you don't take a whole lot. You just got to use what you got. Amen. Well, if somebody would come speak a word over me and do whatever, I think, no. Amen. Somebody else's faith can't be your go-to plan in life. I know there's times when we join faith and thank the Lord for it and we get miracles. But that's not the plan, friend. The plan is that you would walk in faith, that you would be a beacon of faith, that your life. Well, I'm gonna sit here till somebody notices me, and amen. And when they notice me, hopefully they pray for me. And when they pray for me, I hope they got enough faith for God to turn it all around. Amen. God's merciful, and He'll do that once or twice. And for me, He done it many more times than that. But that's not the plan, friend. The plan is to get full of faith. If you're waiting for somebody to get a hold of you, you may get your feelings hurt. Because the bigger the church gets, the harder it is to get to everybody. Amen. But when you get it down in your spirit that says, hey, I'm going to get my miracle. I'm going to get my touch. I'm going to get what God's got for me. Amen. Praise God. Faith is why we do what we do. And I'd rather be out of gas stranded on the side of the road than to be out of faith, stranded spiritually, not able to move forward. Some of you worried about a flat tire. I'd much rather have a flat tire and be stranded, waiting on somebody to come bail me out from a Rockport tire. But when you're out of faith, my friend, amen, who's going to bail you out? Amen. Boy, I feel like preaching to this church. Every good thing in your life comes when you have faith. And every good thing in your life stops when you run out of faith. My prayer today is, God, fill this church so full of faith that they make me nervous. Well, hallelujah. Amen. When's the last time you had so much faith that you made everybody around you uncomfortable? Oh, yes, Lord. Amen. That's what you call Jesus kind of faith. When there's 5,000 there and they say, has anybody got any food? Yeah, there's one little boy that's got 2 fishes and 5 loaves. Well, good. Bring them to me. What are you talking about? I got enough faith that when I start dividing this, we all gonna get something to eat. Oh, Jesus, there's not enough. We don't have money. It's only 2. No, I got enough faith to believe. And tell you what. You say, why do miracles not happen anymore? Well, maybe it's because there ain't no faith anymore. Hallelujah. Y'all gonna help me? Anybody got an ear to hear what thus saith the word of God? Progress will happen in your life when you get faith in your life. One of the concerns of Jesus was this, is that there would be no faith when he returned. He said in Luke 18:7, at the end of the story, the unjust judge, he would say, shall not God avenge his own elect, which cried day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? He said, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Hallelujah. He didn't say the church was going to be broke and people were going to be out of things to do. Amen. We're going to be out of shoes, like we have no shoes in our closet. That was the comedy moment, and it's over now. He wasn't worried about whether you'd have shoes that match every outfit that you got, or a purse that matches the shoes that matches the outfit. He wasn't really concerned about you running out of those for right reasons. But he was concerned, when I return, will there be faith left on the earth? Jesus is worried about people that get down and discouraged and seem to can't break out of the mold. Hallelujah. Amen. Anybody want some more faith? Anybody got room for a little more faith in their life? Few people do. This is how Paul would teach the Roman church. This is how we receive faith. In the 10th chapter, in the 14th verse, he said, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how, somebody said, well, I don't need a preacher. You do need a preacher. And this is the reason God spoke to me a long time ago. You can't be your own pastor because you won't preach the message that needs to be preached. You'll preach the ones you like to preach, but you won't preach the ones you need to hear. Amen. So you got to have a pastor in your life. He said, how can you hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? Amen. Just because they decided to take a test and get a license, do a course online in 20 minutes and get a license and call themselves ministers. Well, how can they do it except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But he said, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? And then this is what he would say to the Roman church. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You had faith to get here this morning. And now when you hear the word of God, this, if you believe this Bible, the Bible says something's going to happen in your mind and your heart and your spirit today because you had enough to get up and go to church, and God's going to build your faith because he's going to honor. Amen. But then Amos would describe a very peculiar famine that was going to happen in the last days. In the 8th chapter and 11th verse, he would say, behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread or of thirst of water or high heel shoes or new dresses or suits, or egg McMuffins. This is what the famine's going to be. The famine's going to be of hearing the words of the Lord. He said they're going to wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east, they shall run to and fro and seek the word of the Lord and shall not find it. So here's the sequence. Jesus said, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God, but then there's going to be a famine of the word of God, and this is my worry, there won't be any faith when I get back. If you wonder why there's no faith on the earth anymore, it's because there's not much preaching on the earth anymore. If you wonder why there's no miracles anymore, there's too many preachers trying to pat people on the back, tell them they're okay. I'm going to tell you, when the word of God is preached and the pulpit is loosed and they're not trying to hold him back. Well, don't, whatever you do, don't preach about this or that or whatever. No. You need to know if it's preached, my faith is going to rise. Preach it to me. Don't hold back. Give it. So if you wonder what's wrong with the world, the problem is there's a famine. Famine of the word of God. Praise God. I don't know how many times I've seen little clips, not of great apostolic preachers, but just random people with a microphone. Amen. You know what they're preaching? They're preaching self-development, how to make more money and how to do this and how to become famous. I preach about becoming famous, but in the kingdom. No name famous. But they're preaching things that make the flesh feel good. Kind of tight in here right now, but it's all good. Hey, amen. I still got Brother Billy on my right hand, Brother Martin on my left hand, two youngins behind me now. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I've always felt, and I don't know if I do or not, but I've always felt like God maybe had given me the gift of faith because I believe God can do anything. Amen. But let me tell you, when things happen in your life and disappointments come and don't happen as fast as you would like, don't let life destroy your faith. But go back to the house of God and let the preached word of God tell you one more time. And this ain't a man talking to men and women. This is God talking through a man with his plan. Amen, to change something in you. Amen, if all it is a man talking to you, you miss the whole thing. Amen, the preach word of God is to build your faith. It's to take you to a new level. It's to make you say, we can overcome. We can well possess the land. Amen, and when you hear it and you hear it and you hear it and you hear it, let it do what it's supposed to do. Amen. This is the era, the time that we're living in today is a famine of the preached word of God. And because of that, I believe that faith is the lowest it's ever been in our world. But in the church, I believe it could be the greatest it's ever been. But we got to get a hold of truth. And we got to learn how to stand up for what was right. Amen. We need to fall in love all over again with the Word of God. One right, two. Amen. If I was the enemy, I would try my best to make sure that you did not hear the Word of God. I used to love to, I loved the music. I've always been a music fan. I loved Pentecostal music. But when I wasn't living right, I didn't like Pentecostal preaching. Because it makes you do something. It makes you either accept it or reject it. There's no, well, let me just pause for a little while. You're either furious and you hate it or you love it. And that's what the Word of God does. If I was the enemy, I would try to make sure that Sunday school was just playtime. And that kids never really got the Word of God in their spirit. If I was the enemy, I'm not Paul Harvey either. This is what the Lord dealt with me about. If I was the enemy, I would make every youth event just a volleyball and a racquetball and playtime and cupcakes. And we wouldn't have youth services where the conviction of God fell. Because if I was the enemy, I would understand what the Word of God does to people. I would know that the Word of God doesn't come back void. If I was the enemy, I would try to get the church to emphasize music and programs and social get-togethers and cell groups where the pastor wasn't with me, but just some yahoo, whatever, was telling me yahoo. I don't know. If I was the enemy, I would try to get churches to get rid of their Sunday night service. And then their midweek service, because I would understand that the less I can have them around the Word of God, the less trouble I would have. If I was the enemy, I'd minimize their exposure to the preached Word of God. I would try to get them so focused on money. It's getting quiet in here. If I was the enemy, I would try to get people so focused on money that instead of coming to church, they would be out trying to make five more cents. Because I would understand that the Word of God will give them faith. If I was the enemy, when they did go to church, I would try to distract them with all kinds of things. I would put thoughts in their head that there were too many problems in the church. There's too many people that are unclean. I can't go to that church. Have you ever read the story about the ark? You know who went in the ark? Everybody say the clean. Everybody say the unclean. But the clean, God said, I want you to take seven pairs. The unclean, you only take two. And you know, this is just stuff God brings to my mind. Maybe he deals with me on an elementary level, but I thought if you just did the math, you would know there's a whole lot more clean things in the ark than there are unclean. And if there are unclean things, God said, take them up in there anyway. Maybe he's got a plan to clean them up. So instead of being hypocritical and judging people, I can't go to that church because that one's there or that one's there. You know what you need to say? God, thank you for giving me an opportunity to get up in that ark. Thank you for mercy, God. Hallelujah. If I was the enemy, I would put a wedge between the pulpit and the pew. So if a word was sent by God for the pew, it wouldn't be received because they were so bitter anyway. If I was the enemy, I would make the wedge bigger than the word. Amen. But I'm not the enemy. But I'm not ignorant of his devices either. I'm the shepherd of this church. You know what my plan is? My plan is to do just the opposite of what the devil wants to do in your life. Come on, this is real easy. Whatever the enemy wants you to do, we're going to do just the opposite. The enemy wants you to blow up, get mad, and hate everybody. You need to not blow up and fall in love with everybody. Hallelujah. Lift your hands to the Lord all across this house. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I pray, God, you're going to help me today. Pray you're going to help this church. Thank you. There's power in the Word of God. The Word of God changes people. The Word of God changes things. That's why your attendance in the house of God is so important. I'm not just up in people's business because I like to be in people's business. Hey, I missed you. I'm not. I got corn to feed the deer. I got all kinds of things I would like to do in life. But as a shepherd, there's things I got to do in life. Hey, man, I understand when you miss out on the word, you missed out on a feeding from God that would have elevated your faith. And if your faith fails, you're in trouble, my friend. Hey, if we ever needed the Word of God, we need the Word. Hallelujah. We need more preaching, not less preaching. We need more church, not less church. We need more Bible studies and Sunday school, not less. We need more people getting out of the bed every morning, grabbing their Bible and reading a little bit before they have to take off. We need more people with their Bible app playing the Bible while they're driving down the road. Not less, we need more.
Why do you need more? We got to make it all the way.
Amen. When you tune out the preaching, you've tuned out the source of your faith. When you minimize preaching, you've minimized the source that God wants to build your faith by. The Bible said it is impossible to please him without faith. Let me tell you, God ain't happy with doubting. God don't like it when people don't believe he can do anything, Brother Gide. He's not saying you got to know how it's going to happen. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I believe it's going to happen. Amen. You should not say, I hope it's a shout out so there's no preaching. Amen. I've heard people say, well, that was good church, and all church is good church. But your attitude, once you get an understanding and a maturity in your walk with God, you're going to realize it ain't all about the shout. I love to shout, and I love to praise God. But when you mature spiritually, you ought to say, I want to shout, I want to praise God, and when I'm done, I want to sit down, and I want my faith to be elevated by a word of God. Do you think we can do both? Come on, do you believe we can do? Hallelujah. I understand we need both. The spirit gives life and the letter kills sometimes is what it seems like. But there are some things that need to be killed. If all it is a shout and your bitterness never gets killed, you're just a bitter shouter. And if all it is killing, thou shalt, thou shalt, thou shalt, thou shalt, and it's just hack, 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 hack. And you never tap into the spirit, you're just another bitter, dead, lifeless individual. But when you say, God, let the preaching kill what it needs to kill, and let the spirit bring to life what needs to be brought to life, you're going to get a balance. You're going to get a balance in your life where you know how to. What if today I'm in the fiery furnace? I got enough balance, I'm gonna make it out of this. If I get thrown into a den of lions, I got enough balance in my life. I'm not quitting church. Well, it must not be God's will for me to go to church. I got thrown in a den of lions, I was just praying. Come on, when you get a little balance in your life, you say, the same God that allowed me to get into this, be the same God that picks me up out of this. Faith, faith, faith. Hallelujah. Why do you need your faith to be built? Amen. This is why. Because there's things that are facing you. Hallelujah. At some point, you got to learn how to take the training wheels off. You know, where there's always somebody catching you. Boy, I'm gonna slow down and preach a little while. Man, you remember learning how to ride a bicycle? Hallelujah. I remember in Ward, Arkansas, on a little side street. And my daddy taught me how to ride a bicycle. I drove back by that house a couple months ago. Ain't it amazing when you're little how big everything looks? Crazy. And when you get big, how little everything looks. Let that settle in for a while. I looked at this big house that seemed so big to me. It's just a little bitty white house. Still standing there. And I remember my dad taking them training wheels off. And I said, okay. See, I knew if he believed in me, there must be something in me that could do this. He said, whatever you do, don't stop pedaling. Praise God. Can I be your daddy for a little while? I know I ain't old enough to be some of your dad, but I am old enough to be some of y'all's dad. Praise God. I was used to him always being there, you know, like, hang on. He said, now this time, don't go out on the blacktop. Stay in that green stuff around that house, but just don't stop pedaling. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I started pedaling. And I looked back and I thought, wow, I can do this. And as long as I was pedaling, it worked. Hallelujah. I'm here to build somebody's faith today. I tell you, you're going to crash when you stop. When you quit doing what got you going in the first place. Let me tell you what got you going. You were praying. If you ever got the Holy Ghost, you were praying. And when you stop praying, do you think you're just going to perpetually just keep on? Because of your last name or how cute you are or what side of the tracks you came from or what, because you're bilingual or whatever you think you are. Because yours is a full Windsor instead of a half. Praise God. It's quiet in here today. Praise God. I'm going to keep on. Why do you have to build faith? Why is it important for me to sit down and be preached to by the same people all the time? Why do I have to? Don't you think I can read the Bible? Yeah, I think you can read the Bible. But God's plan said your faith was going to come by hearing. And he said it was going to come from a preacher. And there are certain things that can only come by the preached word of God. Amen. Let me tell you why you need your faith. Because the Bible explains that there was going to be mountains in front of you. This is what I come to preach about. This is why you need to be in every service. You need to have your ears open. And you don't need to be saying, well, I don't really think it means that. That's not really my interpretation. I read the Jameson Fawcett, whatever. Praise God. I don't even know how to pronounce that stuff. I'm glad we got smart. All right, well. Praise God. Hey, man, I've listened to things preached, and I knew that the preacher had a misunderstanding of what... Even he was preaching about it. He was saying the word wrong, and I felt sorry for him. But I thought, God, I'm going to go ahead and receive this word. And you know what? God bless me. Amen. When I knew the Hebrew, and it didn't mean what he meant. There's something about the preached word. Don't get too smart. Don't get so smart that a man of God can't preach the word of God to you. Build your faith and push you to higher heights. And amen. This, boy, that's a pretty picture. I don't know if I'd be mad if that was in front of me. No, I would be mad if I needed to be on the other side. That's a beautiful picture, ain't it? But what if your miracle was on the other side of that? Well, I'll just learn how to climb. Yeah, let me tell you an easier way. I'm climbing. I love that song. We used to sing it all the time. Amen. But I'm trying not to climb anymore. I can't even walk down the steps. My shoes are so slick. You know what? I found a better way than fighting and clawing my way through life.
I said, I found a better way than having to push people out of the way so I could try to make it up the trail. Make sure nobody beats me to the... I don't want anybody to get my miracle. If I can kick that one and... I found a better way to let my faith rise to a level that I can open my mouth and say, mountain, you're in my way. I don't know if you can receive this right now. Mountain, you're standing between me and a miracle. And I got enough faith to believe I can open my mouth and tell you, get out of my way. You get to the other side. I found it. How do you get to this point? You're going to have to let somebody preach to you. Getting kind of quiet in here. Had a pastor that would preach to me. Listen to me. He would say, if you pray, God will do anything. You know where he got it from? His mama said, if you pray, God will do anything. And he started praying and God did the miraculous. So he would turn to me and turn to everybody else and say, if you would pray, God would do anything. Amen. And I would hear it and I would see it and my faith would begin to rise. Amen. And I thought, God, if you would do it for him, you'll do it for me too. And I started speaking to mountains. Things started moving. This is what the Lord began to deal with me about. In prayer last night after the wedding and everybody left, I'd gone to my office praying and studying. And this is the exact, I won't say exact words, this is the exact way the thought kind of come to my mind. Is that there are too many mountains in people's lives that have become permanent fixtures. See, when you don't have enough faith to move a mountain, you just leave it there. And when you ain't got enough faith to move the next mountain, you just leave it there. And all of a sudden, instead of a life full of blessings, you got a life full of obstacles that are there and will never move until you get enough faith to move them. Amen. I thought, Lord, I'm fixing to get up in the morning and I'm going to preach faith like I've never preached faith before. Amen. I'm going to preach. I want obstacles moved this morning. Amen. I want to change. Come on. Come on, I'm preaching to somebody. Hey, man, you've looked at the same thing that was in your life, and it's like it's become a fixture. This is just this is just my mountain. And you spend all your time explaining to people why you have a mountain and why you can't conquer. I'm going to preach faith. I hope you got an ear to hear. If you don't, I'm going to preach it again. I may preach it again tonight. I'm going to preach it till you get it. Amen. Too many people explain. They spend their whole life explaining why I've got mountains. I'm different, Pastor, than everybody else. You don't understand me. This is my mountain. This is why I can't conquer. No, the reason we can't conquer is because it's never clicked in our minds that God is bigger than that mountain right there. Come on, I want faith to get a hold of somebody in this room. Your God is bigger than your mountain. Come on, we've seen my God is a mountain mover. My God's going to make, yeah, he's a mountain mover. But you know what initiates that movement? One, two, three, four. 20 people. You know what moves that mountain? It is the power of God. But when your faith says, God, I believe you can move it. Come on. If you ain't got enough faith to open your mouth and say, mountain, move, that means you ain't got enough faith to get a miracle. Somebody ought to praise God right now. Come on, come on, I'm going to pray right now that God's going to get rid of the doubt out of this church. God's going to remove doubt out of marriages and families. But we're going to make a change. We're going to move mountains. Come on, somebody obey the Holy Ghost right now. If somebody needs to respond to the faith, if you respond to the word, God's going to put faith, maybe a double portion, maybe a quadruple portion. I don't know what God will do, but if you need a miracle, you need to move right now. If you need a miracle, you need to get out of your pew and say, God, I'm about to start speaking to what has been in my face. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Itarababa. Yonadadadaye. Isoraba. Come on, in the name of Jesus. 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 Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Come on, don't let doubt creep in right now. Receive it. Itototo yadaba. Itoto yadaba. Itoraba ba 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 ba. Yeah, 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 yeah. Itoraba ba 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 ba. Come on. Come on, something's breaking in the spirit right now. Come on, something's breaking. Itorabababa. Samadadadia. Itoraba. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Come on, don't let him steal the seed. Don't let him steal the seed. Hurrah. Hurrah da 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 da. Come on, as many as can make it to the front. Come on, we're about to have a move of the Holy Ghost. My God is a mountain mover. Come on. Come on, somebody open your mouth and start speaking to that mountain. In the name of Jesus, I command you, get out of my way. I command you to get out of my way. I command you. Yeah, da, da, da. Yeah, 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 da, ba. Yeah, 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 Lord. Yeah, Lord. Come on. Come on, get back, Jordan. Roll back, Red Sea. Fall down, Jericho walls. You can't stop me. Kadaba. Come on. Come on, don't let him rob you. But right now, speak it out. Speak Orobojo Sarada. Speak it out. Speak it out, Hata. Yo, no, 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 no. Yeah. Come on. Come on. Come on. Sharaba. Yeah, yeah, yeah. struggle to end. It's time for the mountain to move. Yeah, da, 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 da. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. Ooh, ra, ba, 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 ba. Yeah, 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 yeah.